host, Molina June Pierre, and I'm so happy and elated that you are here and I'm here. We're all here. God is good. It is, you know, we're in December. This is the last month of 2022. And it's just really been, it's been crazy. It's been good. It's been wonderful and exciting. You know, for I can say for me personally, just this year, you know, a lot of things kind of, I see things coming together. And I'm really excited to record today because I heard a wonderful message. Heard a great message in church. And I'm still, you know, I'm still putting the pieces together from this message. I'm still feeling it. But I'm also led to share, you know, something from this message that was preached to my hearing today. Shout out to my church, Life Change and Anointing, Fort Lauderdale. You know, just shout out. But yeah, a powerful message was preached today. But what really got to me, as you know, even as I worship, one thing about me, even before I get into that, one thing about me, like when I get to church, I'm never one that needs, you know, someone to like pull me into the worship in a sense, because I come with my praise, I come with my worship. There's always something, you know, on my mind. I find it easy to just catch my flow because I live my flow. It's not something that I turn off and on. But what I love about church and being in church is even if I'm having a bad day, when I go to church, it's easier to turn off all of the stuff that I have going on at home or, you know, just on my mind, things that would bother me, you know, if I was at work or, you know, if I was somewhere else. When I'm in church, it's easier for me to forget all of those things because I could just focus on just being around people who are worshiping God. I can just focus on worshiping God. So that's why I love being in church. And I love that, like that fellowship and being around people who in that moment they really love God or they're seeking something after Him. And everyone's focus for the most part is on God. So it's easy to tap in for me because mentally I could shut everything else off and just focus on God. And it makes it easy when you already have that kind of lifestyle where, you know, when you're in your quiet place. For me, it's, you know, when I'm in the kitchen cooking, I'm worshiping. When I'm taking a bath, I'm praying. I love to pray in the shower, you know. When I'm laying down, when I wake up first thing in the morning, you know, I say my prayers and I get in the word. So it's a lifestyle thing. When I'm driving alone, I'm praying, I'm catching little moments with God, you know. And so if it's any moment, if any of those things are, or those moments are disturbed during my day, you know, and I forget, when I get to church, nothing can distract me. Nothing can distract me or get in my way of like getting that worship. I'm ready to worship. I'm ready to praise God out loud without hindrance, you know. But of course, you know, it's always creating that space for God in your everyday life, in the things that you're doing, you know. When I worked in an office, while I was at my desk and working, I was always, you know, praying, have my worship music on, you know, low, and just vibing out, always talking to God. It's never a moment where I'm not, you know, really focusing on Him or not trying to speak with Him and just having whatever discussion it is with God. It's a beautiful thing to have that kind of relationship and build that relationship with God. That's what this podcast really, really is all about. And so anyways, like I was saying about, you know, that message, it was so powerful to me. And it's such a, it touched me, and I'm going to get to the scripture verse that was read, was taken from Haggai, I think I pronounced that right. Read Haggai chapter 2, verse 6, it says, "For thus said the Lord of hosts, once more it is a little while, I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and dry land, and I will shake all nations, and they will come to the desire of all nations, and I will fill the temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts." There was a part even before that, verse 3, it says, "Who is left among you who saw this temple in its former glory? And how do you see it now in comparison with it? Is this not in your eyes as nothing?" So when you start at verse 3, you know, the prophet is speaking, you know, to these people, and he's saying, who's left? Like, who remembers this past temple and its state and how it was, right? And compared to what it looks like right now, it's as if it's nothing. And then you go down to verse 9, it says, "The Lord, the glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former." You know, that message within itself just kind of completed everything for me. It completed everything for me. I felt like, at least for me, I tend to have always held on to my past, you know, your past self. You know, if you are someone who was high achieving in whatever area, maybe you were a great athlete in high school, you know, maybe you were some sort of leader, you were in civic organizations, and maybe you were a high achieving student in high school. It almost seemed as if your life kind of peaked in high school. You were popular, you were well known, well loved, everybody wanted to be your friend, right? And then things happen, you know. Things happen. You fell off. You know, you lost your game, and whatever the case may be. If you were an athlete, maybe you were injured, you know, or whatever the case may be. But even in the spiritual standpoint, maybe you were at a point in your life, in your past, where you were really good. You were active in church, and you were reading your Bible every day. You were just serving God to the best of your abilities, and you were doing it, you know. You were doing it. You were doing it. You were on this track towards, I don't know, being bigger and deeper in ministry. You know, I think I could relate to that, where I was on this track, you know. I was doing well. I was in ministry. I was in my church, and, you know, I was just going and going and going, and I fell off. I felt bad. I backslid. I fell off completely. And it really was a struggle to get back to that pace, especially when it came to ministry and especially when it came to relationship with God. And for a long time, you know, I felt guilty about that, because I felt like I could have been further along in my life, in a lot of things. With school, I could have been further along. With, you know, ministry, church, I could have been further along. Educational, you know, career-wise, I could have been further along. But so many things happened. So I fail a lot. I was inconsistent a lot. you know, and I know that I keep holding on. I kept holding on to a lot of these things, to a lot of those stuff in my past. So even when, you know, I want to try to do something, I just go back to my archives in my mind. I go back to this place in my mind that is familiar, because I was like, well, I did it, you know, back when I did it, that's how I did it. So I want to do it again the same way. And God is, I felt the Lord speak to me to let go of that former self, that former version of you that you think was so good. And you're in comparison, you're always comparing your now to this past version of you, to this past, you know, part of yourself that's over. And God is trying to take me and you into this new, you know, and he's saying where what I heard from me, the revelation I heard from me is where I'm taking you is greater and better, you know, than, hallelujah, than what it was before. You know, it was almost like it's okay to let go of those stuff that happened, those accomplishments of the past, the beauty of the past, you know, when you were doing so well in XYZ, in school, in church, on your job, in this career path, educational path, you know, let that go. Because what I'm trying to bring you at, where I'm bringing you, it is going to be more beautiful. It won't, you won't even be able to compare to this, to your past. Your past, you know, that's it. Because, and the best part about it is, and in this place, I will give you peace. Because sometimes we tend to forget that although all of these stuff was going on, there was a lot of turmoil. I was going through, I know for me personally, I was going through a whole lot. Despite all of the accomplishments, there was a lot. And I feel like that peace is not just the fact that, you know, I will have like physical peace. I will not have to worry about ever losing it anymore. Because I think that was the promise, in a sense. You don't have to worry about someone coming to take this away from you. You don't have to worry about you sabotaging yourself and losing what God is about to give you. And that word just really spoke to me to let go. And it's so fitting for this time of year right now. And I feel like my new season, this new season that we can step into it now. We don't have to wait until 2023 to step into a new season. The new season can begin once you accept and you believe that there is something more for you. Your ladder will be greater than this past. This past that you're still holding on to, this version of yourself that does not serve you anymore. It's the past. It's already been destroyed and ruined and messed up anyway. So you don't need to hold on to former glory. You don't need to hold on to, you know, the trophies and all the stuff that, you know, you, this vision of yourself that you once had, this way that you used to live. Hallelujah. You can be sure that what God is about to do in your life, what God's about to do in our lives, is going to be greater and better. It's just a matter, hallelujah, it's just a matter of time, hallelujah. And we can step into it, you know, knowing that what God is going to do in this latter season in our lives, in this next season in our lives, this next version of us that God is about to bring forth, this new blessing, this fresh anointing, we don't have to worry about it being sabotaged, because you will have peace in it. You won't have worry in it. God's peace, hallelujah. And God's peace is a peace that surpasses all understanding. It's that flow. And I feel like I've been walking in that peace, and I've been feeling that peace and living that peace. But it was just that part of me that kept going back, kept looking back. Hallelujah, because I kept remembering, you know, what I used to be, you know, in my teenage years. But listen here, teenage Melina has nothing on, you know, woman 30-something year old me. Seriously, she has nothing on, the, you know, my past have nothing on who God has for me to be in my future. And I'm becoming her. Hallelujah. And I thank God for that promise. Hallelujah. And the thing is, we know this to be true is because those things, they've been prophesied. Many of us receive prophecies of what God can do to us, do for us, and where he can bring us. We just can't believe he could still do it despite what happened in between that time, despite the losses, the hurt, the disappointment, and for me, the self-sabotage and the inconsistencies, despite, hallelujah, the sin and the mess in between, hallelujah, the disobedience in between, for me, the disobedience in between, despite all of that, God can still bring, hallelujah, these prophecies into reality, into fruition. Like, God can actually do it. He still wants to do it. Yes, because his words won't return to him void. If God already said it for my life, then I know for a fact, hallelujah, it will come to pass in the name of Jesus. And so even now, I pray for myself and for anyone who has been holding on to this part of themselves that they feel like they should have been, and they've been disappointed by. God is saying, don't worry about it. Hallelujah. That part is over. And hallelujah, the glory of this latter temple, hallelujah, shall be greater than the former. So if you are a basketball star in high school, don't worry about it that you didn't make it to the NBA or whatever. I'm about to give you a team, hallelujah, a better team. I'm about to give you, you know, the finances, hallelujah, that'll take you to wherever you want to go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is about to do these great things in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so I receive that for myself. And I pray that for you as well. So don't give up on yourself. And, you know, don't give up on God, because he has not given up on you. He remembers us. He remembers us. And, you know, take this month, consider the month of December 2022 as the month of commencement. The month of commencement. It's the ending of something so that something new can begin. Step into your season, the goals that you have set for 2023. You don't have to wait. You can just trust that God is going to make them happen. And what I, of all people, I know that God can change lives in a matter of days. He's a miracle working God. I'm a living testimony of what God can do with faith. God is not, you know, he's not limited by time or anything, but what God can do with your faith, things that would take 10, 20, 30 years, God can make happen in a month. Things that, you know, hallelujah, that you would need, you know, certain degrees in order for you to be able to sit at those tables, God is going to, or even for you to enter certain rooms, God is going to bring you to those rooms through back doors, through windows. I mean, he's going to set up those different connections for you. Your ladder will be greater than the former you. Don't hold on to the former you. Don't let the former version, the former you, the past, hallelujah, those memories cripple and stifle you and keep you from stepping into the anointing that God has, the fresh anointing, the fresh oil, hallelujah, the beauty, hallelujah, that God has in store for you, for this ladder, this next version of you, hallelujah, the version of you that God really intends to fulfill the purpose that he initially had created you for. Hallelujah. So don't be afraid. Let it go. Worship God and step into the peace of God. Step into the joy of God, the love of God, the power of God. God bless you. God keep you. That is my word for you today. Your ladder will be greater. Let go of the former in the name of Jesus. Until next time.